Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Thursday of the third week of Easter, the 18th of April, 2013. Jesus is the bread that comes down from heaven. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father." Amen. Amen. I say to you, whoever believes in me has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread come down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today we have a scripture that's tremendously important for the Catholic Church in Ethiopia, you might guess. The Ethiopian eunuch continued on home and told of this amazing new religion in Jesus Christ. Now we have to remember that the Ethiopian, because in fact he was a eunuch, was excluded from temple worship. Right? Only those who were perfect and sound could enter into the temple. And so even though he was a God-fearer and obviously was wealthy and versed in Hebrew, he's sitting there reading scripture of Isaiah out loud. That's how you read way back then. And so the whole thing is amazing if you wanted to film it, right? So Philip, transported there onto the road, is now running alongside his chariot, listening to him read from the scroll of Isaiah. And then Philip, apparently not out of breath from sprinting alongside the chariot, I don't know how fast chariots go, but it'd be tough, says, "Do you know what you're reading?" And he says, "Well, of course I don't know what I'm reading unless someone explain it to me." I think that's insightful too. His tremendous humility at not claiming to know exactly what the scripture meant, but being open to Philip, who clearly just showed up to tell him what he wanted to hear, what he needed to hear, that he was included in Jesus's new way. All right, this is the change. He starts from there. How many of us could start from the suffering servant songs in Isaiah and get to the crucifixion and the resurrection and 2,000 years of church history and bring someone to faith in Christ? We all can. Right? Philip didn't do it himself. He did it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we need to step out of the way and really let the Holy Spirit work through us. It'd be helpful if we memorized more of the scripture, read more of it ourselves, studied more of it ourselves. But really, just letting the Holy Spirit work through us will make all the difference. And the eunuch sees water. And he's like, "Can I be baptized?" And Philip's like, "Absolutely. Nothing should prevent your baptism," right? Which is hugely different. He couldn't be fully indoctrinated into the Jewish faith because he was in fact a eunuch. Now, in Christianity, he's welcome and embraced. And he goes home with so much joy that he converts the whole court and eventually most of the country to becoming Christian. And we have the very ancient church of Ethiopia. Christian church in Ethiopia. It's one of the oldest churches, obviously, outside of Jerusalem or Rome. that exists and exists until today. Just amazing. What a little bit of the Holy Spirit can do. Now, I'm not sure if I wanted to be Philip, because from the Gaza Road to the other place where he showed up is a couple hundred miles, being like lifted up into the air by the Holy Spirit and dropped down in a new place. I'd be like disoriented at best, if not terribly afraid. But then he just continues preaching, right? And working miracles for the gospel, that more and more people might know how much they are loved by God. Imagine the joy of the eunuch knowing he was now included into God's family, something he had been studying for years, apparently. It's no small distance to make a pilgrimage from Ethiopia to Jerusalem at that time, right? You're crossing all kinds of desert wasteland and dangerous areas. Which brings us to today's gospel, right? Very slowly, we're listening to little bits of John's sixth gospel, the sixth chapter of John's gospel. Please read the whole thing and fit it all together. Today, it's getting closer and closer. And it's tremendous how much Jesus loves us, that he wants to leave himself behind. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I love you so much that I'm going to leave myself behind on earth. And not just in some kind of spooky, superstitious, spiritual reality, as might wonderful as that would be, but really physically here, that you can touch me and actually even eat me. We'll see, by the end of John's sixth chapter, people are not quite up to this. Because basically he's saying, I want you to be cannibals. Right? I mean, that's what Jesus is saying. He says, my flesh I will give for the life of the world. He's speaking of his sacrificial death on the cross. Absolutely, right? He's dying in place of us. They used to, right, at the Passover, they killed a lamb and used the blood to protect their homes from the angel of death, right, as they're leaving Egypt. And they remembered that Passover sacrifice every year. And now Jesus, on the Passover, is giving his life in the place of the lamb. Can you hear Isaiah, right? Which is the prophet talking about himself? And Philip said, no, the prophet's talking about Jesus. Jesus who died in our place and then loved us so much he wanted us to take bread and wine and call down the very word of God, the same word of God that created the universe, right? That word, and transform these little elements into his very body and blood, that we might participate in the sacrifice of the cross and have salvation through that. The Romans, writing one governor to another, and we have their letters, said, what's with these Christians? It appears that they're cannibals, and we're worried about that. I mean, they would let all kinds of licentiousness go on, right? It was not a very prudish culture, but they were drawing the line at these Christians who were cannibals. And so our understanding of the Eucharist from the first century wasn't some kind of, oh, Jesus meant this in some fallen away, you know, symbolism. No, we'll watch. Tomorrow, thousands will walk away because they've had enough of his crazy talk. We can't possibly feed on you. And yet he's God, right? And there's 425,000 priests celebrating Mass today all over the world. And there's at least 500,000 tabernacles where Jesus is reserved. And that's a lot of Jesus all around the world, right? And he says, the ones who eat of me, right, and believe in me will gain eternal life, right? That last enemy, our greatest fear, our death, is vanquished in Christ's victory on the cross. Let's have confidence in that and share that good news with others.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweise@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweise@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.